Grace, mercy, and peace be with you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So Jesus hears about John's beheading and he goes away. The plan is to go away to a solitary place, a deserted place, quiet place. And somehow the crowds hear about what Jesus is up to, and on foot, they beat him there. They beat him there. So you can imagine, here's Jesus cruising along in the boat, and he goes to this solitary place where he thinks he's going to have some alone time, and there's this 5,000 people, and women and children, 5,000 men, right, as it says here, and women and children. You remember how John is related to Jesus, right? How is he related? Cousin. So, his cousin is imprisoned because he's calling Herod out on his sin publicly. Herod has him arrested. We're talking about John, right? Has him arrested and eventually has him beheaded. Not rightly. This is wrong. He is an innocent man. And it's his cousin. Imagine your cousin. Life taken unjustly. So he goes. And he's probably already exhausted. Compile all these things together. And then there's this crowd when just when he thinks he's going to get away to find some alone time to rest, there's these people. You've been there, I'm sure. You get the chores done, the errands are done, all these things are finished. You sit down. Right? You pick up the remote or whatever. You got your book. You're in your chair. You kick your feet up. And then the phone rings. Now, multiply that times 5,000. And Jesus gets off the boat and he sees the people there. And he has compassion on them. This word in the Greek is really interesting. The Greek word, we would almost say his heart goes out to them. His guts are spilled in a way. His heart goes out to these people. And so he spends the rest of the time, all that day, healing, providing, and the day goes on and on and on. Different reading says that the disciples hadn't eaten for a few days. And this day is a long day. Jesus is healing, he's teaching, he's providing. And it's getting late and the disciples say, "Hey, Jesus, send the people away so they can get something to eat." Maybe they're also saying, "Send the people away so that we can get some rest." Jesus provided. Jesus provides through regular means. God the Father provides through regular means, right? So when we go through the catechism, we split the creed into three parts. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And the first part, or we call the first article of the creed, the way Luther explains it is that God provides everything, not just for us, but for all people. God satisfies our needs, just like he did with these people. God satisfies our needs. So the sun comes up on the good and the bad. The atheist has food on his table just as much as the faithful Christian. God provides out of his divine goodness and mercy without any merit or worthiness in me. God provides. And Luther goes on to say, because of this, it is my duty to thank and praise, serve and obey Him. God has provided all this stuff for us. And especially we, as God's people, should be counting our blessings. We should be thankful for what we have. So I encourage you, if you're not doing it, to say grace at your meals. To say thank you. It can be simple. Thank you, Lord, for this food. Or if you want to use one of the psalms that Luther uses, I'm going to blank on it now. Bless us and these thy gifts. What is it? The eyes of all look to you, O Lord. You give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. Followed by, bless us, O Lord, and these thy gifts, which we have received from thy bountiful goodness through Jesus Christ our Lord. So give thanks. Because we live in a culture, right? What do they call us? Consumers. I don't like this word. It makes me feel like I'm Pac-Man, right? Running around waka waka radio, waka waka TV, right? Consuming, consuming, consuming. We moved recently. We're done. Thank the Lord for that, pretty much. And we had a garage sale. We had a TV, perfectly working TV. Nobody wanted it. Because it's not flat screen. Right? And we heard Tom earlier saying there's kids going without shoes. And here we are saying, I don't want a free working television because it's not a flat. It's just so heavy. We're consumers. Waka, 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 waka. So be thankful. Because all that you have comes from God. All of it. House, home, clothing, family, your reason and your senses. All of it is from God. And He keeps it all running. Maybe sometimes it needs a little oil here and there, a little grease to keep moving. But He gives it. He provides. Jesus satisfies. Now in John chapter 6, it's also talking about feeding of the 5,000, and we see a little bit of a different picture in John's gospel after Jesus feeds these people. The next day, the people are still following Him around, and Jesus calls them out. He says, you're following me because I'm giving you food. You're following me because I'm a free meal. Some people have used the term bread king. I'm your bread king. You're following me because your belly is full. You ate and you were satisfied. And sometimes we kind of use Jesus this way ourselves. The Santa Claus version of Jesus, right? Oh Lord, please give me a pony. Oh, maybe not that, okay. Maybe for Gracie, but... But we do this, don't we? I mean, I'm not talking just simply petitions, but praying for stuff that is really above and beyond really what we need. Oh Lord, it'd be so great if my football team made that kick. Come on. I'll go to church on Sunday, I promise. Oh Lord, you know, wouldn't it be great if I won the lottery? I promise I'd give like a third of the money to the church. Or something like that, right? Yeah, see? Robin knows, yeah. But we pray for this stuff, don't we? All right, Bread King, you got to give me stuff. Because you did it before, and I know that you're good. The stuff in this planet, the stuff in this world, the food that we have, the clothes in the house and all that, we know that this stuff doesn't last. And yet for some reason, so often that becomes our focus. Chasing after the stuff that doesn't last. Having a moment of indulgence, and then another one, and another one. And we're just chasing after this stuff. And it doesn't last. Jesus says, blessed are those, in Matthew chapter 5, Beatitudes, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Jesus is the only one who can satisfy the hunger and thirst for righteousness. Jesus satisfies. He satisfies our every need, body and soul. But what's interesting is it's Jesus who satisfies. Our sin demands satisfaction. God the Father demands punishment for sin. And Jesus, who had been so exhausted when he fed the 5,000, and Jesus, who had been so exhausted and left alone on the cross to die, still satisfied. And that work on the cross still satisfies. It satisfies God's wrath. It provides us with righteousness. What does this mean? It means that when you stand in God's presence, when you are there in front of God and He is opening up the book to see if your name is in there, it's written in the blood of Jesus Christ. And when you stand before Him in a courtroom scene and the devil's accusing you of all of your sins, Jesus Christ takes your place and the Father declares you not guilty. Jesus satisfies. And so God will continue to provide for us with our food, our daily bread, each and every day. And these morsels that we get, even though they don't last, are still good gifts from God. And they remind us that this is a loving and merciful and giving God who will provide for the good and the bad, for those who love Him and for those who don't. Jesus satisfies. But there's a greater satisfaction. All of these things are just a shadow compared to the real and true satisfaction that comes through Jesus Christ on the cross. We are forgiven. And so this day, as you are here and you hear the word read and you hear it preached, we are swimming in God's word here. There is so much satisfaction going on in this place because of Jesus Christ. And there's nothing in this world that can provide that satisfaction that the Word of God does. So read your Bibles. Come to Bible study. Because if you don't, you will go hungry. You will starve. And as we read that word, the most important thing, the central thing in all of this is that Jesus Christ has come down to forgive you of your sins, to make satisfaction for your sins, that to declare that today your sin is forgiven. That today you are right with God. Because Jesus satisfies. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Please rise.